Guelph, Wellington. A revitalization of Guelph's Riverside Park was among 8 projects announced to be receiving a combined $2.6 million in federal funding on Friday. At a press conference at Riverside Park, Helena Jazik, the minister responsible for FedDev Ontario, announced the investment into community projects in Guelph and Wellington County through the Canada Community Revitalization Fund and Tourism Relief Fund. With this support, 8 not-for-profit organizations and municipalities like the City of Guelph will be able to build and improve their community spaces, Jazik said. Riverside Park will be getting $750,000 with upgrades to the park bandshell, washrooms and the train highlighted. Guelph Count. Rodrigo Galler said the park has been a much-loved destination in Guelph for the over 100 years it's been open and the Riverside Express train is an iconic attraction. With this investment we'll be able to build an all-season storage facility so that we don't have to take the train off the tracks every fall and bring it back every spring, Galler said, adding investment to the bandshell will renew an underused asset to the park. 10C Shared Space also received a big investment, just under $710,000, with Jazik explaining this as to expand the Guelph Farmers Market to be open 7 days a week. The Guelph Hiking Club will receive $15,000 to improve a section of the Trans-Canada Trail. Wellington County Municipalities Guelph, Aramosa, Centre Wellington, and Minto also got a share of the funding. Centre Wellington will be getting around $210,000 to install a new permanent public washroom at Hoffer Park behind the township office. Centre Wellington Deputy Mayor Neil Dunsmore said in an interview this is not an ordinary washroom. This is a self-cleaning washroom, it's open 24/7, Dunsmore said. He explained whenever a person leaves it, the washroom locks and it cleans itself. We don't have to check it 3 times a day because it literally self-cleans, Dunsmore said. Guelph, Aramosa is also getting a washroom at one of its parks. A press release stated the township is getting $750,000 to build a gender-neutral and accessible washroom and an adjoining outdoor pavilion at Rockmosa Park. The Aran Agricultural Society is getting funding for 2 projects, about $40,000 to upgrade electrical infrastructure at the fairgrounds and a further $82,000 to expand the 2022 Aran Fall Fair. For the town of Minto's Clifford Rotary Celebration Square project, the town is getting $65,335, which town officials said will get finalized at an upcoming council meeting.